The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Dennis Prager here. Carrying over the great economist Stephen Moore, we're talking about the green industrial complex. What is the term you use?
Climate change industrial complex. It's an industry now.
What is the amount of money the United States government has taken from taxpayers to subsidize this?
You know, you would think I would know the answer to that. And I've tried to tally up.
That is interesting. Go on.
It's hard to figure it out because they have so many multiple programs that have been going on for 30 or 40. These went back to Jimmy Carter years when Jimmy Carter was into all the alternative. Because remember, we're running out of gasoline. That was their original thing. We're running out of oil, so we have to stop using it. Now, even though we have massive amounts of oil, we have to stop using it. So I would estimate over the last 25 years, we've probably spent $500 billion on green energy. And by the way, it's nowhere. Did you know last year, the United States, do you know what percentage of all the energy that we use in the United States comes from fossil fuels?
I would say 85.
You're pretty close. Somewhere between 80 and 85%. Now, this lunatic in the White House, I'm sorry, this is a lunatic idea. Have you heard of the idea of net zero?
Yeah.
Net zero.
No carbons.
No carbons. This, if you wanted to destroy a country, this would be a really good way to do it.
That's right.
So we're at 85% fossil fuels for everything, for their transportation, for our factories, for our schools, for everything that we produce. They want to take us from 85% to zero over the next 10 years. And you're going to turn the lights off. You're going to have, by the way, did you see the poll we did asking elites about, we looked at the elites, the people who have advanced degrees, people who went to the Ivy League schools, people in the top 1 or 2% of income. We asked them, do you think that we should ban air conditioners? Do you know what percentage of the elites said yes to that?
50.
68%. We asked the question, do you think there's too much freedom or too little?
By the way, don't forget your second question. Oh. I believe that they will ban air conditioners. If that's what the elite believe, that's what they get.
And you know what the irony? Think of the irony of this, by the way. So the left is telling us that the planet is warming. Now, wouldn't you think if the planet is warming, you'd need more air conditioning, not less? I mean, so these people are. Then we ask, what about SUVs? Should we get rid of SUVs? 65%. By the way, we also asked the general public. All of them say, no, we shouldn't get rid of this stuff. And the elite look at the world very differently. Then we ask the question, here's one. Do you think in America today there's too much freedom or too much government control? Now, if you have the average person on the street, three quarters will say there's too much government control. But among the elites, two thirds say there's too much freedom in the United States. Think about that.
No,
that's scary.
Well, 45% of young Americans do believe in freedom of speech, but not for hate speech, meaning they don't believe in free speech. The elite means that you have gone to college and very possibly graduate school.
Right.
So the chances of your becoming a fool are very high.
That's right.
It's as simple as that.
Yes. Yep. It's scary, isn't it?
Very scary. Oh, it's incredibly scary. So I want to go back to the figure that has been spent on green energy in the United States.
$500 billion.
So $500 billion. Now, where has that gone?
Well, it's gone to every industry group, all the environmental groups. But here's the thing. After $500 billion, that's why I mentioned that we get 80% of our – do you know what percentage of our energy comes from wind and solar power today?
Well, let me guess. 8%.
Roughly. Yeah, you're pretty close. So think about this. We spent $500 billion and we're at 8%. So it's nowhere. You cannot – let me be very clear to you.
But that is a very important little equation.
Yeah.
So for a half a trillion dollars, we got 8%.
We got nothing.
Had we spent nothing, we'd be at 8%.
Exactly. We'd be higher. I believe that's what gets back to my point. If you want to destroy an industry, subsidize it. And that's
all right. Hold on. We're going to continue. Stephen Moore and the link to get his free group's newsletter is up at DennisPrager.com. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.